We are learning Mesechtas Menachos, Daf Kufei Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the two dots on the bottom, Kufdal and Beis, two lines from the bottom. Kufdal and Beis on the bottom. It's saying in the Mishnah, if someone says, Harei Alai Mincha, he doesn't specify which one, so you could bring any one of the five Menachos. The five Menachos are Minchas Soiles, Minchas Machvas, Minchas Macheshes, and Minchas Machvatana, which includes two, Chalois or Rekikim. Chalos are mixed with shemen, and rakikim are smeared with shemen. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's always a mincha soilus. Kshim miyuchedas sheba menachos. That's the miyuchedas of the menachos. Zogt the Gemara, Tana, hoylo posuk boi akosuv tchila. The reason why it's called miyuchedas, because the Torah starts off, when it starts off the five menachos, v'nefesh kisakir kar mincha l'Hashem, the first mincha is soilus yir kabanai. It's the first mincha in the list of menachos that the Torah gives. So therefore, that's the most chashuv. Break the Gemara, that's true. The first one was the most chashuv. Someone says, I'm going to bring an oila. Yavi ben baka, you should bring dafka, a ben baka, a cow dafka for an oila. And not, it has to be a zacher actually, so it's really an ox. And not a from the sheep family, it has to be from the ben baka family. How possible because of tchila? You didn't tell me that? And also, you're going to tell me, by on top of Menalaf now, Kafei Menalaf, that when it comes to Menatzoin, Tchila Menatzoin, Yovei Keves, Holo Pasol Tchila, you tell me also now by Tzoin, there's a choice, a Keves or an Eiz, a goat or a sheep. You tell me now it has to be Dafka, a sheep, because the Torah starts over there first. And Tchila Menatzoin, if you make a Neda and you bring an Oif, Yovei Tairim Dafka, not by Yainu, because Holo Pasol Tchila, because the Torah says that first. Why are we learning the Mishnah on Harei Oila? You have a keves. Actually, it says there, if someone's a Harei Oila, you bring the smallest amount, which is a keves. And unless we Yaakov Eimer, you can bring even a oif. Eimer Tar Oy Ben Yaino. We'll see what Machlekes over there is. The Bia Machlekes. Kuvit Bia Machlekes is what's more expensive, a oif or a keves. We'll see what we see there. But upon him, no one says you have to do the first thing in the pasuk. So here, why are you telling me there? Yehuda doesn't argue. Like Polygraph Yehuda, no one says there has to be the first thing in the pasuk. And here we're saying the pshat in. Why you bring a mincha sales? Because the first thing the pasuk mentions, there's no such thing. We don't have such a drash like that by behemoth. Elo, what's the pshat? The pshat of Rav Yehuda is like this: My miuchedas sheva menachos, the less law lay shem levai. It's the only one of the five menachos don't have a shem levai. The other menachos called minchas machvas, minchas marcheshes, minchas mafatanor. This mincha sales called the mincha, so it's the only one that's called the mincha. So you say a raya mincha, it's mistaver. That's what it means. Aye, the brayse says a different reason. The Bryce says, the Bryce is different reason. It's because that's what it started off with. Which mincha is the mincha miyuchedas? Because it has no shem levai. Which one is that? Zusha possible by a cause of tchila. Just a simon. Zusha possible by a cause of tchila. He said that. We know the Tanakhama said. Amir Yehuda said, Mincha Sailas, because Mincha's Menachos. Why are we going to forget? So, just in case you forget the Girsa, you're not sure. Rahu's Girsa is, this will be a Simon Biyotcha. It's the first thing in the Torah. That's a Simon. You remember, you always remember now. The most Choshev of Mincha is Mincha Sailas. Not the most Choshev, it's the one that you mean when you say Rabbi Mincha, because that's the only Mincha that doesn't have Shem Levi. So, Spitz Mincha, classic Mincha is Mincha's Sailas. It said right in the Mishnah that if someone says a re'alai mincha or a min mincha, that you bring one. But menachos, a min menachos, you bring shtayim. You bring two, because that's the minimum amount of menachos, is two. And we spoke out when we learned the Mishnah that if you say mincha, so then it's a choice of five. According to Yehuda, it's dafka, the mincha silas. Could be by min mincha, everyone agrees it's a choice of five, because he said min mincha, it's master one of the menachos. But in any case, when you say the word mincha, the Mishnah says, it's only one. So, Bayra Papa, what about if I say mine mincha? So here, it's shtickle, steer the gilashinus. On one hand, you say mine, so it sounds like I want to bring two, but on the other hand, you only said mincha, you didn't say minachos. So now, kimdama mine tartikama, you mean two. You mean you have a kabbalah here to bring two, you mean a kabbalah on yourself, another to bring two minachos. The word mincha sounds like a lashon zacha. My mincha, the kula minachos, it means all menachos, it means menachos. And you find taka that you call a menachos a lashon rabbim, because it says in the Torah, there's Torah samincha, it's possible to fit in. So mine means a few, and mincha means all menachos. Well, my mincha, the cool menachos, that mincha created in the chesiv, there's Torah samincha. The Torah says, there's Torah samincha, that you see, menachos could be called, but lashon rabbim mincha. So may means two. I don't know. Kim mincha chod mincha kama. My mine mincha. What does it mean? What do you mean mine? How kama? Mine ya mincha chod mincha lai. From all the types of minachos, I will bring one mincha. So shaila is mine mincha is meaning one or two. That's the Gemara shaila. One or two. So first, charming right from our Mishnah. Toshima, it says in our Mishnah, mincha min mincha yav yachas. Smash ma diik ha mine mincha shdaim. Amos Seifa, it says in the Seifa, so then it sounds like, you know, Hominim and Chosh Shem, but the problem of the Seifa is opposite Diuk. Amos Seifa, Menachos, Min Menachos, what does it mean? Yavishtayim, Hominim Mincha, didn't say Menachos, Chodo. El Mahalak El Mashmah, the Mishnah is not a Raya. The Mishnah is definitely being Mechalti, Mincha, Menachos. We don't have a Raya to Mine, which way to go with Mine, we don't know. But the next Braisa will attempt to bring a Raya. Toshima, it says in the Braisa like this. Min minachos alai, yavishtei minachos minachod. Because you use the word min and the word minachos, use both of them. So it means it'd be the same min, but two minachos. That's what Brisa says. And the diak is, homin minei mincha, chada, it's mashma chada. If you wanted to give me examples of two minachos, it should have said min minachos and minei mincha. So it's a diak that, homin minei mincha is chada. So no, maybe Dilma. Hamine mincha, maybe shtei menachos v'shtei minim. Hamine mincha, maybe shtei menachos v'shtei minim. Don't make a diak. There's some kind of diak here because it sounds like the only time you bring two menachos is only a min menachos. Mashma mine mincha, bring only one. So, no, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you the truth. Mine brings two also. Why is it different in the first case? Because in that case, by mine mincha, you'll bring two minim. So there's a diak here, but the diak is the opposite. The diak is you'll bring two menachos to two minim. Min menachos brings two menachos from one min. Mine mincha brings two minim from two menachos. So ha minim mincha, maybe shtei menachos and minim. Break them up, but it's not true. Go vayit in the brayso, it's not like that. But like Tony Hachi, it says vayit in the brayso. If you say min menachos alai, maybe shtei menachos menachod. Mine menachos alai. Now here it's mine and menachos. Maybe stay menachos, then stay minim. It's a mashma. Ha mine mincha chada. So ganz klar, we definitely established now that mine mincha is one. Because clearly, it says either if you have menachos, then it's two. If you have mine menachos, it's two for two minim. Mine mincha must be one. Okay, so that's a raya. But once now, I'm not a dicho in the raya. Dilma. The reason why mine mincha is one is because it's a possibility that one mincha can have two minim. How is that possible? Dilma amani Rav Shimoni. We had the shita of Rav Shimon multiple times in Maseches Menachos. I'm going to still have him a few more times. Rav Shimon's shita is that we know mincha mafetana can be brought either chalos or rikikim. Chalos are mixed with oil. Rikikim are smeared with oil. Rav Shimon's machadish, I can bring a new type of mincha mafetana. Half rikikim, half chalos. Actually, it doesn't have to be half. It could be part rikikim, part chalos. All together 10, you could do it. Like we'll see soon. So, Rav Shimon, maybe, Dilma Hamani Rav Shimon, Dilma Mechza Chalos, Mechza Rikikim, and Yavi, my Mine Mincha, we have to stem both words, Mincha de Ispe, Tre Mini, two Minim. So, you're right, you establish in this Braisa that Mine Mincha brings one, but maybe it's only for Rav Shimon. With there, you fetch the word mine to mean two minim in one mincha. Avol Rabbanon don't mechze chalas mechze lo yavi. You can't bring such a thing as half chalas, half kikim. It must just be the same min. So maybe there, the mine, you have no other choice. You have to teach that mine mincha means two minachas, and mincha can mean zayis haris mincha mean two. But maybe if you're Rabbanon, don't mechze chalas mechze lo yavi. Maybe shtei minachas, shtei minim. Maybe two minachas, two minim. Maybe there. So maybe this bryce is Rab Shimon, and we still have a shaila according to Rabbanon. We're bliving with a shayla according to Rabbanon. What's the halacha by mine mincha? Is it two or one? And we're sticking with a shayla according to Rabbanon. What's the halacha by mine mincha? If you have Shimon, learn of the brayso, it will be one mincha from two different minim.